Hello, Saints. So today I'll be doing a daily audio on visual order. And I'll start with a question. How does evolution produce things that are visually appealing? Why would those processes need to produce things in a visual order? What determines the rules of design which are evident in creation, such as repetition, balance, and contrast, which we can identify clearly? It's clear why the scriptures identify those that believe there is no God as fools. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Jesus Christ is the Creator, identified in his visual order and in the consciences of all mankind. Romans 1, 19-21. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And Romans 2, 14-15, For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean, while accusing or else excusing one another. The wicked have chosen to suppress the truth, who is Jesus Christ, in unrighteousness. Romans 1 verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that word hold in the Greek means katecho, meaning to hold down, hold fast, basically suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And we know the truth is Jesus Christ. John 14 verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I'd like to give some examples of the Lord's design rules he set in place, so you can clearly identify how great the Lord is out in the world, and you can see that he is very evident in the creation which he has made. And I'll start with repetition. Take a look at all mammals. They all use two eyeballs. The Lord used repetition to make multiple mammals with two eyeballs. That's an awesome design. Balance. Trees have roots which shoot downwards and branches that shoot upwards. Animals and man are made symmetrically, meaning they have one side of their form that mirrors the other. And you can see it in your own body. You have a left hand, you have a right hand. They look the same. This is the Lord's design. The contrast. Light and dark, green grass and a blue sky, the different complementary colors in nature which all make it look visually appealing, which is why we can go into nature and we can observe its beauty and see the glory of the Lord in the beauty and majesty of the things that he has made. So the next time you're out in God's creation, observe his visual order and give him glory for his beauty and majesty. Psalm 96, 4-6. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. So that was my study on visual order. I hope it blessed you today, and I hope it edified you. Go out into the Lord's creation, go out into his nature, and observe the visual order, the visual design of his creation, and you will see the Lord's glory is clearly made manifest, clearly evident, and the wicked have suppressed it in unrighteousness. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.